When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved and burned shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
The 16th chapter of Acts, from the 6th verse. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. The call comes out, come over and help us. I can just simply not get myself to wait when such a call comes. But I do wait to get victory in prayer, because some of those places today are tough places. You know, the missionary losses of the earlier centuries were partly because most Christians were not aware of the occult. One of the features of the occult is people just suddenly die. Some slight affliction, and the next thing you hear, they're dead. Sometimes when a baby is about to be born, comes an evil spirit and says, I'm taking your baby. And a woman came to me saying, I have lost 6 babies like that. So I prayed for this woman, and the next time I saw her, she brought a healthy baby. You see, my dear friends, if we are not going to employ that power which God gives, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Because all power belongs to God. You must have an unshakable faith in this matter. All power is my Lord's. All I need to do is to go to Him and be a clean channel, a clean conduit through which the power flows. So, think of the casualties, the deaths. Oh my, how many died? How many missionary children died? If we do not use the power which God gives, when Paul went into Europe, what is the first thing that happened? Yes, he gathered with the women by the riverside and prayed. You know, riversides are beautiful places. And you know, I used to go by certain river banks and pray. And in summertime, when the water recedes and the white sands are exposed, it's a lovely place to pray. I used to take a bunch of young fellows along, and we would have glorious times of prayer. My dear people, but see how far removed from those apostolic scenes we are today. We are given carpets, we are provided pillows if necessary, and foam cushions if you want to kneel. You're given every kind of comfort and are asked to pray, but there's not the heart to pray. Sick. there isn't the heart to pray. There's the heart to talk. There's the heart to, you know, sit down with a cup of tea and spend a whole hour over a cup of tea. But there isn't the heart to pray. Now, what was the next scene? As Paul went into Philippi, a damsel began to follow him, saying, "These men are the servants of the living God who show us." These men are the servants of the living God which show us the way of salvation. How did that woman know, that girl, that damsel, know Paul and Silas? How did she know? You know, God's children are immediately recognized by the demons. And the demons are disturbed when just a servant of God just walks in. He does not know a thing about the place or the people, but he just walks in and the devil recognizes them. And oh, I have seen some of these demons recoiling as though I was going to attack them or something. Are you recognized even as you walk down the street? That was all Paul was doing. He was walking down the street and the demons in this girl began to cry out, "These are the servants of the living God who show us the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation." So St. Paul had to deal with this. Here is an encounter with the demon powers. So we are finding it tough to conquer new territory. You know, it hurts me that Christianity has become like a little island. And more I begin to say, what is this? We are meant for warfare. We are meant for the offensive. But here we are sitting on the defensive, saying the devil is attacking me here or the devil is attacking me there. What do you mean? You have to be on the offensive, conquering new territory, defying the devil. That is a whole change in your heart attitude. In other words, your faith is getting concretized. There's substance. Faith is substance. When faith has no substance to it, you know it in the head, but you don't actually do it in practice. You don't act upon it. You know how hard people find it to act. Last summer, the annual retreat was quite a difficult thing in some ways. Partly, what happened was, you know, there are many climatic changes now. One of the climatic changes is the severity of the summer. The summer has become very hot. And in some areas, many people died. And we prayed, "Lord, keep sickness off this campus." There were people coming in where SARS was prevalent. And we didn't want SARS in the camp. And we were not for banning some people from certain areas from coming to the retreat either. So we said, "Lord, you're well aware of SARS. You're well aware of this intense heat. You know how to take care of the people." But let me tell you this. What do we mean when we say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me"? As a matter of fact, as a heart patient, I'm not supposed to be in such extreme climate. But I worked so hard at that time. It's the good Lord that gives me the grace. That's all I can say. When one of our retreats got closed, on a day when the temperature was minus 57 Fahrenheit, and the fuel gelled up, it was very difficult to start the cars. And yet, you know, dear friends, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And I had a long ride that day before me. I had to make it. And I found that the captain had closed the door. And they would not check me in. I had to change terminals, and the flight was closed. I said, I'll go to the gate. So I rushed to the gate, and I told the supervisor, I have to go. You know, just before the ramp was totally retracted from the plane, possibly, she went and knocked on the door. There's a man here who says he must go. And the captain said, let him in. Look, my dear friends, we have to overcome all kinds of things. Faith, direction from God, overcoming the powers of darkness. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord, give me the faith which is substance, faith which is real. Good Lord, it is because of your tender compassion and your many mercies that we can dwell upon your works in this fashion and narrate your works because you are faithful. Now, these dear people have many battles which they need to fight. We pray and ask you that you will strengthen and support them. Oh, my Father, at such a time, as we turn to the book of Acts and see these acts of faith and the directions of the Holy Spirit, wherever we need to reverse course, give us the strength to do so, just like Paul did. And wherever our ears hear the cry, come over and help us, let us know and discern the voice of God and obey it. Help us. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.